That's true.
And
for history month?
For history, graduate student?
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody approached me about doing something with this, I guess it was too jiffy. He got drunk one night at a party over in Sunwood, strolled by me, and he says, Homer Neal's looking for somebody to write the history of the university, are you interested? I said, do you want it, a long answer or a short answer?
Gave him a short answer.
Gave him a short answer.
Right.
Actually, I think it'd be a lot of fun, but I think it's something that somebody with more experience.
I would enjoy doing it, but I have a project that's very close to my heart, which is writing a book on human valuation, which can serve as either a text or an introductory course in the field of values evaluation, or a book for the intelligent layman to read to help them sort out the values they have and get them organized.
Send a copy to George Bush. Definitely.
I really have to get going. I wanted to add, I have to add one other negative comment here before I leave. And that is, in terms of, you know, has Stony Brook met your expectations? I think the first few years I was here, I was very impressed with how we were recruiting such good faculty, and they were coming in one after the other. But then I began to notice that they were leaving one after the other, too. And I think that's not just true in our department, but I've been aware through friendships and committee assignments and so on, in other departments too, that Stony Brook has had a consistent problem in hanging on to its good faculty. And I think one thing that would be interesting for you to do as part of this project maybe is to talk to some of those people who have left and gone on and pursued happy and very productive careers elsewhere. Why did they leave?
Right. I intend to do some of that.
Yeah.
It's largely the young ones.
Yes.
And at least one of the stated reasons is they can't afford to buy a house.
Well, that's become a problem in other places, too.
But particularly,
the question of what you're willing to put up with.
Yeah. And you have to have something drawing you. We went through the years of mud, and
yeah,
it was almost the red magic curve.
Right.
You had the feeling that this is absolutely miserable.
But it's getting better.
We're doing something, and it's worth doing.
Right.
The kids didn't see it that way. The poor kids, they said, this is absolutely miserable, period. And unfortunately, the student picture of this place is still that it comes in a plain brown wrapper. And we haven't managed to beat that back, in part because it does come in a plain brown wrapper. And as Toby says, since I've said some things that could be construed as definitely not favorable to John Marburger, let me applaud the fact that we have flowers all over the place.
Yes, yes.
That's an improvement.
A lot better.
But that just means that, if you can keep people from going inside the building,
yes,
you can make a favorable impression.
All right.
I think there are positive signs, Carl. One thing just happened, which I don't know whether you've seen the effect of it, but I sure have. The pass-no credit option, which has been an abomination on this campus, the arrangement by which a student can opt to take a course for a P, pass, or NC, no credit. This thing has been abused miserably, and the faculty finally put a limit on it. It's restricted to certain courses. You can't take it for the required core courses, and it's had a dramatic effect on my class. I'm seeing better attendance, more students asking questions, fewer students coming up and asking what they have to do to get 6-0.
Yeah.
It's quite a turnaround, and I think it's something we ought to applaud. But the people on this campus that are dictating academic administration today, the ones that are engineering the curriculum, to a man and a woman, opposed that change.
They did. Mm-hmm. I didn't know
that. Being recorded. Yeah, Pete Bresky. Those folks were up there swinging away saying this is cruel and inhuman, unnatural, all kinds of stuff. So I think there's hope. I think the enrollment thing could be turned around in a matter of 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
With intelligent recruitment, which we have not had for many years, and we have a fireball.
Yeah.
new job. But we have a firebolt who's likely to be volatile. I suspect that we're going to lose him.
That's right.
But if we do that sort of thing,
on the job,
the head of admissions.
And we've had that problem, the same problem I'm talking about, of keeping young faculty in the administration, too.
Sure.
That people who tend to be innovative and work hard and so on get terribly frustrated and late.
It's a real serious problem. But there is hope. The state is formidably strong. Other parts of the state university are prospering. Mm-hmm. So I have to believe that there's a local problem. Maybe we ought to be able to do something about it locally.
Good. On that optimistic note,
thanks.
I think I'll
feel better, Tom?
Yes.
Not much.
Thanks a lot.
See you later.
Wow.
We're going to get together. It's too seldom.
Right.
Lunch.
Yeah, why don't we? Sure. Let's
all
do
right.
it.
Let me know.
I won't forget. I'll be in touch. Well, sit down, Carl. No need to rush off.
No.
Unless you're finished.
No.
You've got all that you needed. It's a fascinating place. It's a frustrating place. And I think I've been here too long. I think I probably should have moved out quite a long while ago. And it's generally not a good idea to spend your whole career in one place. I think that's a mistake. And it's a mistake quite a few senior faculty have made at Stony Brook. The corollary of our rapid turnover of junior faculty is that we have quite a few senior faculty who have been here since the doors opened. And I don't think they're mentally healthy. I don't think we are mentally healthy. I think some of us spend too much of our time thinking about the old dream. Some of them are 1960s radicals who completely lost their mission when the Vietnam War ended. And I think that's an unfortunate property of the place. And yet, it has such a potential.
Well, leadership really has to come from the top. Morale has to come from the top. And my alma mater is Wesleyan, and it's just changed presidents, and the new chap came in from Stanford with enthusiasm and admiration for the institution as he found it, and I think that's got to happen for this institution, and the man's got to come in with his eyes open to know that he's probably going to hit his head against the wall when he goes to Albany.
He's got to be willing to hit that wall many, many times.
Yes. Well, John Toll was willing to do that.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And Alec was.
Yeah.
Alec got in trouble just before he left. I don't know that it's a fact that Albany was strongly opposed to his being the president here, but I know he squawked about what he felt was a very uneven and very unfairly distribution of funds toward the Amherst campus up in Buffalo. I've seen that now. They certainly did a job. It's handsome. But at the same time, they were sapping everything else in the system in order to redeploy resources that way. Alec complained about it. He went public about it. And I think that sealed his fate. But a lot of the faculty were prepared to lie on the railroad tracks rather than see Alec as president. And I felt he was good. I felt he was very smart. I don't think he had quite the imagination that Johnny had, and he was a colder person. But he was efficient. He could do the job. And he said it was on his own.
Apparently, he didn't marshal the whole institution behind him.
No. In particular, he didn't, he had absolutely no appeal for the people in the humanities and social sciences who were, frankly, pushing for a softer institution. At all levels, a softer curriculum, basically. Those folks are still here, Alec, and Alec is not. Margaret is a, well, you know, it's a lovely man. She's a gentleman, very, very fine man. Delightful. But the place isn't operated as it should. And I think that he would leave if he could. The problem is, soon, in that game, you can't leave. The rumor was he was shortlisted at Stanford a few years ago. I don't think it's going to happen again. So that's a problem. Well, McNeil left. I think that was unfortunate. I like him. I heard he was very good.
Well, it's difficult to envisage clearly that the good points and the faults of individuals. And, nobody comes black or white in an institution.
No, that's true. I don't know who recruited Johnny, but I think he was just the right man for the job at the time. And I think he realized that he was not going to be able to function in his mode, and that's why he left. Maryland gave him a few more years of open skies. I think he's taking good advantage of it. Some of the rest of us should have made other plans too, I suspect. Right. Although, on the other hand, Stony Brook is still is enough of a graduate institution so that you have a little leeway around your life. If we were at Brockport or Oswego, we would all be teaching much more and doing much less on the outside. So it still is a good base from that standpoint.
Do you have any relations with local industry? Long Island industry in one way or another?
No, not in this department. One of Oliver's mistakes, in my opinion, was that he steered the department very strongly away from anything of local use.
No.
He was not unhappy to see the oceanographers leave because he didn't like the applied bent that they were showing. Disapproved of it. Didn't feel it had any place in Stony Brook. Neither he nor anybody else in the department has ever had much enthusiasm for local geology. The only exception is Steve Engelbrecht, who's very interested in it. So what we've done basically is build a department which is a microcosm of much of the university. Much of the university is functioning in the same very, very narrow way. Leaving it to places like marine sciences to be useful as well as ornamental. And I think we pay the price for it. We don't have any constituency in the community. Marine sciences.
Well, Harriman College is moving back, I think, toward specific problems.
Yeah.
In the economic field.
Well, one of the things that's always struck me about Stony Brook is that the best thing anybody ever did for us was to tell us we could be Berkeley. The worst thing they could do was to tell us we could be Berkeley. Because ever since, there's been an assumption on the part of the press, and I think particularly of John Hildebrand, who's no friend of this place, that to the extent that we are not Berkeley, we're deficient. Stony Brook could be one of the premier state universities in the country if it would recognize that it doesn't have to be Berkeley. There are other state universities that it could model itself on, or more appropriately, if a department like this were involved intimately in everything geological in the New York City region, if it were the fountainhead of information in the New York City region, we would be ever so much more valuable and we'd be functioning in the state university mode.
Yeah.
But somebody got a little off the track. Oliver was off the track. He used to argue with me. Damn it, you went to Penn State. You know what state universities are for. I went to Cornell. Cornell's a fairly pretentious place, but with an ag school. And service is a large part of the state university's mission. I think we missed it. Now, Jerry has carried on over in marine sciences. He's taken full advantage of it.
Yeah.
His predecessors were not quite as good at it as he is, but he really did a job of recognizing that that's something the state university can do and do very well.
And he probably knows how to do it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're not going to write all this up, because I was going to suggest a title, but it's not a very nice title. I was going to suggest From Rags to Riches and Back Again.
Well, okay.
But it's, I hope somebody does write it up, because...
I hope so, too.
You know, you can't use history if it isn't accessible. And aside from the occasional death of a faculty member, which I get rolled out like the cannon on the 4th of July, get to say how it was in the old states.
Yeah.
Nobody much wants to know about it.
Yeah.
And yet it was quite different from what you said. In some ways, I dread the idea of writing this part of this.
Well,
I only really enjoy the first part.
I don't know whether there's